Put your hands together for our house band right now, please. This is Zarif, the in-house band for Stoner Morning Show. Feel free to tip him. I'll put a little tip jar in front of him. He plays the whole show and after. And you can find him at Space Roy's with a Z. But right now, put your hands together for Stoner Morning Show!
Yeah.
All right. The show started. Yeah. Good work. Started. Nice. That was smooth coming in. Right at the right time. Oh, yeah. There's the tip jar.
I appreciated the way when Zarif was setting up, people would look at us and then look at Zarif and go, all right.
Is that how it happened? I missed it.
Yeah.
I was in my own head. Okay. I told Ralph before the show that I had a specific request for tonight's show, and it's that usually we're set up in this configuration, like for a nice stage picture, we're facing the audience. But for this show, I want us to turn our chairs so we're facing each other.
All right.
Like we're eating dinner.
All right.
Okay. And we also tape these shows or record these shows and then post them eventually. So if anybody's listening to this and has thought maybe I'll take bring Stoner Morning Show to my town, this isn't how the show usually is.
Yeah. We usually face outward.
Well, I mean, what you hear isn't what you will get if we come to your town.
Okay.
Because it's always different. So don't use this as a gauge for what we will bring to someone else's hometown. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree with that. I would also like to use that as a caveat for every show.
Okay.
I would like to say, whatever you hear tonight, when you see us, it'll be, we'll probably be a different and better than this.
Yeah. All right. It's good.
I want to completely follow the parameters you set for.
Okay.
Am I allowed to look?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Shizzle just joined us. For tonight, Ralph and I are facing each other instead of the audience, just so you know.
Yeah.
But when a guest comes, then we'll address everyone.
Yeah. Or the guest can face out.
Yeah,
we'll
figure it out.
Look at each other.
Right. Okay. What do you have that you want to talk about today?
Let's see. This is probably a mundane thought, but like the cold lately, every time I come in from outside, I really have to ask myself, am I okay? Because it really shakes me up.
Because you're bringing the cold in with you. It's staying with you.
I'm disoriented. I feel like somebody's beat me up, but like, what's that thing where they say, like, if you get hit with it, you won't feel it, but it's causing, like, brutal damage. Is it like a pillow sack with potatoes in it?
I don't know. What is that?
Is that right? Is it a sack of... Huh? Not a boxing glove. Is it a boxing glove?
What are you talking about?
Is it, like, if you beat someone with, like, it's like a sack filled with, like, grapefruits or potatoes that, like, is really...
Oh, this happens in the movie Full Metal Jacket. They beat somebody up with socks filled with soap or potatoes, but they're also wrapped in a sleeping bag. So it will lessen the bruises that the impact would leave.
Oh, wow, but it's still a beating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the cold feels like lately. Am I alone in that, or are you guys... I'm alone in that. Okay, it's just me.
No, it's affecting me, too.
Yeah.
There's been times, as much as I saw Tick, Tick, Boom recently.
Everybody's talking about Tick, Tick,
and
Boom.
And I think I already talked with you about it, Rick,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah,
it made me re-fall in love with New York.
Wow.
And then a friend of mine has me watching Inventing Anna, which is in some ways making me despise New York. As much as Tick, Tick, Boom made me love New York. But lately when I'm walking around and feeling cold, it's like, why do I live in this wonderful town?
I don't want to say it's difficult. It just is. Every time I come in from outside, I'm like, it takes me a second to settle that maybe I didn't used to feel before. But I also do
well, hold on. Wait a minute. Because our house manager slash fact checker, Anya, who is part Russian, no offense to what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
You have advice for dealing with the cold that you shared with us while we were upstate on a cold weekend. What is that advice? Everyone, listen deep to this.
Well, first of all, I say this, we're
Right. Feel your air with the cold lungs. Tell yourself you won't feel cold. That is the Russian way.
I want to also say Anya gave me that same advice when I had COVID. She said, just stand up straight, breathe in deep, chest out. She didn't tell me it would make it go away. She just said it would make me feel
better.
She
has good advice, though. Well, stay warm, everybody. I'll reshare this. This has been my mentality lately. In dealing with the cold, I'm trying to tell myself that I'm not cold. I'm trying to tell myself that I wish I were warmer.
Okay, that's positive. Yeah. That's a positive outlook.
Yeah.
Zarif, what's your strategy for dealing with the cold?
I learned this from somebody the other day.
Mm-hmm. New lesson. Cool. Do you know what that's called, Anya? Mm. Like grunt? Mm. Mm. All right. We'll get to the bottom of it, I think.
I'm going to try that when I doubt myself.
Cool. Do it. Yeah. All right. Here's something that I wanted to share.
Please.
This woke me up last night. This thought. And it's that someday I think I will possibly mic drop God. I think I'm going to say a mic drop that's so insane that God is going to pop down and be like, what did he just say?
And you're going to drop the mic.
No. Like a mic drop moment is just like something that you say that's just so like crazy or like wild or smart, I guess.
You may not be holding a mic at the time. It might just be the thing that you say is so dope.
So dope, yes.
Yeah. I believe it.
Cool, thank you.
I believe it.
All right, that's all I had on that.
Wait a minute, I want to move on from that because my brain is full of imagining.
Yeah.
What do you think God would do if you mic dropped him? Would he be like, oh, snap, what would he do?
I think a head would pop down from the clouds, and then it would just look at everyone else and be like, what did he just say? Did he just say that?
Imagine saying something so dope that God just disregards tens of thousands of years of not confirming whether or not he exists to be like, wait a minute, y'all just heard that?
That's my dream. I'm not sure how the audience enjoys us not looking at them. I think it's pretty fun for us.
I'm enjoying it, but I miss them, and I'm not looking at them as much as I want, but I don't want to abandon this.
Okay, cool.
I want to figure out how this works.
All right. We'll just have to... What's that? Swivel. Ooh, swivel chairs. Who said that? Who said that? What's your name, sir?
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Holy shit.
What?
Swivel chairs.
What just?
Do you get Lucy a lot when you say your name? Yeah.
Oh, he gets a God. He had pain in his eyes. I don't want that to shame the person who said that.
Right.
But this gentleman did have pain in his eyes. Yeah. But that's it. That's
swivel comedy. Chairs. Swivel chairs is a smart idea, and Ricardo just mic dropped on this show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Maybe even dunked on us. Yeah, applause for that. Yeah, give it up for Ricardo. Back row. He's never been here before. He has no clue. What do you know about here? Talk to us.
Yeah, yeah.
What brings you here?
We want you here, but
we want you.
Oh,
twice on wait on a regular night. Mike dropping on Mondays. Oh, give it up for Ricardo.
Shit.
He's like, he's not even a part of the show. He's an audience member. He already improved the show by suggesting we get swivel chairs.
And then Mike dropped again.
Yeah, and then Mike dropped again. Yeah.
Wow. Domino. Domino.
And then Chisel just yelled out the name of a pizza place. You know what I mean? No, but Domino's. I know how Domino's is played.
Yeah.
Slap. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I learned to play dominoes as a kid.
I believe it.
I'm going to tell you the story of how I learned to play.
Okay.
I My family's from Haiti. Mm-hmm. I was born here, but I went to Haiti when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I stayed with my uncle. He had a very nice house.
Were you looking forward to that trip? Had it been psyched up for you enough?
I think when you're eight, you just are someplace else, and they're like, you're going to be here for a while. And you're like, okay, I don't know. I didn't think I was looking for it.
Because when I was your age, I got to go to Kansas to visit family.
Yeah.
And I was pumped to go.
Oh. I mean, I don't remember
Kansas.
What led up to it. I just remember I was in Haiti for like a while.
Okay. All right. And, so you're there.
So I'm in Haiti, and everybody's playing dominoes. My cousin is there playing dominoes all the time. And I was like, teach me how to play. How do I play? And my cousin was about to teach me, and my uncle for some reason was like, no. Don't teach him anything. Watch us play and learn.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? Just tell me. And he was like,
no.
And I have no idea why. But he was like, no.
Because he wanted you to learn from observing rather than learn by being told what to do.
And I was so bewildered. I was like, don't do
right?
this to me. Just
We've got a musician
me.
Here. Does that sound like smart advice for some learning sometimes? by not being told what to do, like observe what to do. How did you learn how to play guitar? Wait, a family member taught you, right? We talked about it before. Oh. I thought there was a guitar in the...
I saw one of my classmates just play like... He did that shit in front of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's the coolest thing ever.
Nice.
That's what I thought about dominoes.
Have you learned more from observing or from being told?
I mean, like, I just do whatever the fuck I want. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You gotta learn some things. Like,
sure.
Sometimes you want to go to a teacher, learn some scales. Like, I didn't go to a teacher for guitar. I went to a teacher for singing, but I applied those singing scales to some of this stuff.
Yeah.
If you know what you want to learn, there's probably something written down that'll teach you how to learn it. But mm-hmm.
Yeah. In some ways, Zarif just said, go to school, but also fuck school.
Yes.
In some ways, right?
I think that's the right
attitude. Yeah, yeah. That's good advice. True.
So, wait, yes. I'm not the end of the story yet.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah, thank you.
So, I'm, like, days and days, I'm, like, watching. I'm, like, what's going on? They're just putting dominoes down. I'm, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Somebody tell me something. They won't tell me. And I'm frustrated for, like, days and days. I don't remember how long I was. Maybe I was there a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I just woke up. I'm 8 years old. One day I just woke up and I looked at my cousin and said, let's play dominoes.
Yeah.
And went downstairs and played, and I knew how to play.
Nice. Awesome.
That's it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah. There's a moth story in there.
I'm going to work it out.
Yeah.
Who's the moth person?
The Mothman.
The Mothman?
Yeah. The Mothman prophecies. Is that what you're talking about?
I think Ira Glass.
Mm.
Is that the Mothman?
Could be.
This lady just shook his head yes, so I think it's true.
Okay. Correct us if we're wrong after the show. We have to move on because I want to talk about random cakes.
Okay.
I normally don't hammer home business ideas so hard, but last week when we were here, Ralph and I came up with an idea for random cakes. It's a business where just a random cake is delivered to a random workplace.
There's
like multiple versions of it.
Yeah, two iterations of random cakes.
And we talked about it on Saturday, too, because we did a show in Manhattan on Saturday.
Yep.
So now I'm going to bring up random cakes a third time, because I now have, I think, the complete business model.
Okay.
We have a van, and there's cakes inside, like sheet cakes.
Should we tell people the first two iterations before you tell this?
I don't want to.
Okay.
We randomly pick businesses to go and deliver cakes to. As like a fun thing. Like, hey, you're at work. Maybe you need a better day. Here's a random cake. Here's one random cake. Now, do you want to buy more cakes?
Mm-hmm. We have them.
And then also, there's infused things available if you need those.
Ooh, okay. We got some woos from off of that one.
No, that's a pretty good business idea.
That's a good business idea.
Yeah. And it can be, I also checked the domain name Random Cakes is not available. It's available for over $2,000.
Okay.
So we'll have to come up with another name. But since it's random, it could be so random that we only do it once a month.
Yes. Or every day.
We'll see.
Cake lottery.
Cake lottery might be available. Holy fuck. Honor system, please. Nobody buy that domain name.
Don't buy the domain name.
Cake lottery. Holy shit. Cake lottery might be a strip club. That's all right. Well, they'll be our first customer. We'll deliver them our first cake.
Yep.
Spell cakes with a Z? Ooh. All right. Or maybe spell random. What's that? What? Shizzle said something funny and I missed it. What happened?
Shizzle, I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said spell cakes with a Z, and yeah. Shizzle said Zakes.
Yes, that's good. I was even going to say spell random, R-A-N-D-U-M-B.
Random.
Yeah, cakes. Because then the cakes don't have to look good.
I hope you guys realize.
They can look kind of dumb and sloppy. It's like, hey, this one's free.
I hope you guys realize.
Ran? Yeah.
You guys are all basically
ran
watching.
Random. We could say that we ran from the van to the elevator.
Random cakes.
Random.
That's all.
Random. R-A-N-D-E-M cakes.
Yeah, ran. But that's random, like New York slang. Like, we ran random cakes around.
Holy shit. This is a good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wondered what it was like watching Steve Jobs in the garage.
Yeah, just puddling around.
This is it. The fact checker on you.
CakeLottery.com is available. All right. Nobody. All right, lock everyone, hand your phones up to the front.
Yeah.
We're going to lock them up. Okay.
Yeah.
We have guests coming up, but is there anything you wanted to talk to before we got to guests?
Let me see if I want
to
do it.
Or is there anything that the audience wants to declare,
shout it out,
share, speak about? What's up? Keith. What? What was it? What is it? Try again? Oh, Keith? Reef. Oh.
Reef.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, names are difficult.
Names are hard.
Even now that I. Reef is an easy name, but you know how many names you hear and learn? I think I need to hear a name four or five times before I know it. From men, no offense.
This is, it's often true that I meet someone and I know very intimate details about them and I don't know their name.
Ooh.
Isn't that true? That happens to me all the
time.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow, everyone agreed.
Yeah.
People were more on board with that than us swiveling our chairs to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, question?
Please.
Yes. Wow.
She told you that. She told you that.
I mean, this is from this is your mom said that. I believe her. I believe moms. I think is your mom a solid person? All right, I believe her. Say that again. Okay. If you have Keith and you put it in wax paper, fold it up, put it in your shoe, walk around it for a day. Okay. If somebody wants to try this and come back next week or 2 weeks and let us know.
I have a similar thing that my mom told me too as well. It was when I was young. If I woke up late for breakfast, she would put a potato in my bag, in my backpack.
Oh.
And she would say, walk to school. If you walk all the way to school with this, by the time you get there, it'll be hash browns.
Moms. I believe them.
Moms.
Yeah. All right. I have too much to talk about today.
I got one thing.
That's it? Okay.
No, I got a couple things, but okay. This one might take a look. I think we can do it.
All right.
It might be really dumb.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll go to a guest.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. So you're going to just sit right here.
Okay.
You could face forward.
Okay.
You don't have to turn your chair. You could just sit side saddle.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. This came to me because I recently went to a talk about NFTs.
You went to a talk.
Yeah, listen to the reaction. Somebody went, right? Which I respect.
Yeah.
So it's, you hear a lot, it's the Wild Wild West out here right now, right? And it's, that's from Kumo D. So you hear it's a Wild West and you're like, yeah. So NFTs or all that stuff, it feels like you're like, is it a scam? Is it real? No, nobody really knows.
Sure.
I want to do a demonstration of, I think, what it feels like.
Okay.
Or an analog of, I think, of what it feels like to think about like NFTs or cryptocurrencies, which I'm not advocating for or against. I know nothing. I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
Okay. So you're a guy, you're sitting at a river, and you have a ton of gold in your lap.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm just gonna it's okay.
A hush falls over the crowd because somebody shushed somebody. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Politely. All right.
I'm gonna.
I've gold my.
I'm just gonna come and talk to you.
Okay.
I'm a guy that you know or met.
Gold in my lap. All right.
Okay. This is a demonstration of how it feels to learn about cryptocurrencies. Okay.
Sure.
Hey.
Yes.
That's real gold there you got, man.
Yes.
That's a lot of real gold.
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. You have so much gold in your lap.
Pretty good.
You just have it sitting there?
I found it,
Dude, you got to get out of that spot and go. You got to get out of here, man. Go cash that gold in.
Right.
That's a ton of real gold you got in your lap.
You're right.
Holy shit.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Yes. I'm going to go.
Dude, get out of that spot and go. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. So you decided to go. Okay, sit back down.
All right.
Okay.
This is like a choose your own adventure improv.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, now you got the same. You're the same guy. You got a big lap full of gold.
Okay.
I hope you don't think that's real gold. You might as well dump that back on the river. That's not real.
Hey, quit fucking with me. I just found this. Second day in a row, big haul of gold. I've been panning out here for years. Second day in a row of real gold. Come on. This is.
Look around you. There's a bunch of guys who think they have a big haul. All of them are going to go cash it, and a lot of them are not going to go home to their wives because they spent 6 months digging for nothing. You might as well just leave that here. Come with me. I heard there's a lot of jobs down at the oil fields.
You're incredible.
I'm just trying to help you, man.
You see the world in a different way. You're incredible. My hat's off to you. I'm going to keep this gold. I know what you're doing, but you're good. You know what? Let's work together. I want you to have half of this. We're fucking partners.
I don't want it.
Holy shit. I want you to have all of it, man. I had a good haul yesterday. This is your good haul today. I need your mind next to mine.
I wouldn't take that if you gave it to me.
Scene.
Okay.
Is that
a good?
Okay.
I feel like that's a good illustration of what it feels like right now. Is that feel apt? Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Everybody got it at the same level that they get what actual NFTs are. So it was the perfect analogy.
Random Zakes.
Yeah. Okay, who's our first guest? We have a comedian here. We have two comedians.
We got a comedian. We got two comedians. The first is
Ben Gelertner.
Ben Gelertner.
Gelertner. Give it up for Ben Gelertner, everybody.
You can use this mic, Ben.
That's your microphone, Ben.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ben Galanta. I just want everybody to like me. So I started doing comedy about a year ago. I told my jokes, but only some of the people liked them. And now I can only go to some of the places. I gotta wear this mask now to cover up all the shame from all of my previous performances. So, in order to be more universally beloved, I decided to quit comedy and move into magic. Yeah. not necessarily magic, but card tricks. So I have prepared my initial card trick for you all tonight. Would it be all right if I did a card trick for you all? May I have a volunteer? Yeah. Shizzle, please pick a card, any card. Yeah. All right. Now, show it to the people around you. Show it to the people at home, and put it in your most secure pocket. All right. Game time. Here it is. I came all this way for this. Yeah. Comedy didn't work out the way I wanted to, but fucking card tricks it's gonna be this. All right, here we go. Yeah. All right. Is your card? My late father's library card. Is that your card? I was hoping it would be, but that doesn't really. Probably not. Yeah. All right. No. All right. Card tricks are hard, man. Comedy. Yeah. All right. Card tricks are hard. I got it. I can do this. Is your card? Is it my late mother's library card? My is it this tiny couple card? My father's UFT card? My father's Medicare card? No, it can't be any of those. Oh, man. I just wanted everybody to like me. I just wanted to do something, perform, and make everybody like me. All right. Is your card? This card that I've been carrying on my ass all afternoon, the Four of Spades. Well, then why did I carry this card up my ass all afternoon?
You didn't carry these, did you?
I didn't carry those, but I'll tell you why I did it for you. I did it for you. All right. You know what? While I'm here, you know what? It's a stoner. I might as well. I mean, I failed at comedy. I failed at magic, and now card tricks. But while I'm here at the stoner fucking morning show, I might as well take one more guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So please excuse me while I take out my fucking vaporizer and get ready to do this. Here we go. All right. Is your card the Ace of Hearts?
Yes.
I do this. I try to do this as quick as I can so I can do a full minute of doing this. I've been going all around the city just doing this for as long as I can. Record was a minute and 30 seconds. That's as quick as I can get in. And all right. So the morning show. One more. Can I get one more hip thrust? One more thrust. Thank you, everybody!
Have a seat. Have a seat. You can use this microphone. Give it up for Ben Gelertner.
Gelertner.
Yeah.
Give it up for Ben, y'all.
Give it up for Ben.
Woo!
Ben, thanks for saving the show.
You did it.
Yeah, you did it. Right? Everyone's into it now. Yeah. Right?
Magical. Cool.
Magic, yeah.
Thank you all for having me. This is tremendous. Oh, God, I love smoking weed, and I love card tricks, and I love comedy. This is just everything I like is all in one.
Everything you like is in one spot.
Terrific, terrific.
Yeah.
You know what I love? Truly, I love water skiing squirrels. It's a thing they have at the auto show or the boat show.
Yeah, yeah.
They put up an indoor pool in the Javits Center, and they have like a little motorized boat, and they have a trained squirrel that water skis behind it. I fucking love it. Yeah, Google it. Water skiing squirrel.
I think we all grew up seeing that on the news. Like, it's the last story on the news or something.
Yeah.
This squirrel can water ski.
Human interest story. Yeah. This just in, the water skiing squirrels over at the convention center. Ben, what train did you take to get here?
Oh, I was busy thinking about what I would say about water skiing squirrels. I'll
take it.
Oh, God. I never even heard of the concept before. I would have had to construct something in my mind to join, but I was going to do it. I would have made it happen. Had you continued doing that, I would have jumped in with a comment about water skiing squirrels.
I'm sorry, I broke the... Yeah, I broke it.
Sometimes you just don't get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, I know that.
It's all right.
I know all about that.
Do you have a favorite human interest story?
Human interest.
Yeah. One of those stories you see at the end of the news, like, this 5-year-old girl did 700 push-ups or something like that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I would have, oh, human interest. I was thinking about World War III and all what's going on.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
All that. Yeah.
I have an answer.
Oh.
It's when an animal dials 911.
What?
Yeah, you've never heard of that? Like a cat dialing 911 during a fire? Or like the human collapses and then a dog will dial 911?
I've not heard of that.
Anya said yes. She's seen it.
You ever see the story where the mother cat, there was a kitten, and the car ran over the kitten's legs, and then the mother cat lifted up the entire car.
What?
Yeah, very strong. You wouldn't, under normal conditions, she wouldn't have been able to
under
do it.
Under normal conditions, yeah, no.
The adrenaline, yeah.
But, wow, that mother cat instinct.
I like the videos where people, usually it's another country, and they encounter a ram. And then somebody's on a bike and the ram rams them off the bike.
A question or answer from Shizzle, yes. Yeah.
So, what you just said, right?
Yes.
It's not bad to be a pussy.
It's not bad to be a pussy. Well, there's a hand up in the back of the room, yes?
Unrelated.
Okay, unrelated, all right. We'll table that. A service dog was trained to dial 911, but still, it did it.
It was horrible. He got the phone out of the guy's pocket as the guy was having a seizure. Dial 911 went to the road to wait for 911 to get there and guided them back.
Holy shit. What a fucking dog. We got to get a statue for that dog. You know?
Yeah, I'm in on that. I'd chip in a few shekels for that.
Yeah.
Ben, so what train did you take to get here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've been working so hard to do. I've been doing my card trick all week. I ran over to the. I came straight from Eastville, and ran to the C train.
Hey, Eastville, that's another comedy club. This guy is a comedian.
Oh, right.
Give it up for him.
Yeah. I was lying about not being funny. I was totally lying about
yeah.
that.
This
75% of the time this does well, but 25% of the time I'm incoherent and it's absolutely terrible.
What's Ben, you're wearing a mask and I respect it.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell us what's something. It doesn't have to be I want it to be something personal, but it doesn't have to be anything controversial or sad or anything. But what's something personal that's true that you will share with us?
Cool.
Yeah.
I want something personal and true.
I don't want you to I don't want you to betray your privacy in any way, but yeah, something that you are happy to share with us.
Right.
Oh, no. The whole thing is just I'm like somebody that shouldn't be promoting weed smoke, even though I love it so much. So I don't want it to come out of my. I'll be personal with everything else. Weed is very personal.
You have things to protect, is what you're saying. I think is the share.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yo,
that's
good. Yeah.
Will that repeat a pseudonym that we've used for this person at another show?
Yeah.
But you recognize him, yeah. All right.
At any point, because I understand there's a matrix of things going on right now, and Sean and I are already looking at each other.
Yeah.
If anyone at any point has a question about what is going on, feel free to ask.
That needs to be stated more often.
Anytime. If you have a question,
raise your hand.
Hey, do you believe in stupid questions, Ben?
I don't understand them, so I...
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, you shared... We talked about your mask a little bit. Let's talk about this crown I'm wearing. It's from medieval times. Shout out to Jersey. I went there yesterday on a solo trip to treat myself.
Self-care!
Yeah, for a birthday.
For your birthday?
My birthday. It's on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, give it up for Sean, everybody!
Thank you. Yeah. I took myself on a bus, bought myself my own ticket, went to medieval times, got like a little beer cauldron, watched the show. The hawk flew over, the falcon flew right over me. They said my name over the announcements. It's happy birthday to Sir Sean.
Wow.
The meal was great. Oh, in my night one, the section that I was in, the night one.
Nice.
Give it up for the red yellow night.
Woo! Yeah. Red yellow night.
Which is the crown I'm wearing. Okay, yeah. Better than the last time I went? Oh. I've been there twice. The meal is great. You know what? It's an expensive night out for just one person even. I'm going to go back. The chicken was that good.
It was that good.
Did you sneak in utensils?
Yeah. What?
Did you sneak in utensils?
No, that you eat with your hands. When in the magical realm of medieval times.
Did you get a big turkey leg?
It was like roast chicken. It was like... I have a photo of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that bowl of tomato soup. It's actually a giant spoon of tomato soup. Because it's a bowl with a handle on it. They don't give you a spoon. So they give you a giant spoon of tomatoes. That's what I think.
I think that... I think that...
Viking, yeah.
Here's a thought this is a question I want you to answer in a moment. I'm going to share this thought as you think of your answer.
Yeah.
I want you to think of what is your ultimate birthday gift or adventure.
Yeah.
I think on birthdays, when they do the joust, mm-hmm. one of the knights should carry you in his arms as he jousts. So just carry you, like cradle you like a baby, and then joust.
They're a knight.
Yeah.
It was just cool to hear my name announced.
That's enough.
Yeah, read off of a scroll, you know.
It'd be freaking cool to be in a joust, though.
How so? Yeah, good follow-up. You know what's great about this show? There's always multiple shows going on at the same time.
Multiple things happening.
There's the things that are going on the stage... Shizzle and anyone he brings are always going on at the same time. I mean, I don't know. The dog, who knows what's going on in the dog's mind?
Every now and then, Zarif looks over and just makes eye contact with me. There's no intention. He's just like, I'm still here.
Right.
And I'm like, awesome.
All right.
I got it.
You got it. Perfectly timed.
And then we'll move on, only because we have other show. Yeah.
Gotcha. the ultimate birthday, 21st birthday, okay? I am a Jew. People like it when Jewish people tell everybody else that they're Jewish, and yeah. I'm no exception. But 21st birthday, my birthday fell on the day after Yom Kippur, the day of fasting. The only Jewish thing I do is fast on Yom Kippur. Yeah. No holidays, no praying, no relationship with God. But I do fast on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Just kidding. God knows. He knows. We're good.
Mic drop.
So I fasted. I had nothing in my system, but it was my 21st birthday.
Hey, now.
So I got fucking wasted on nothing in my stomach, and then I threw up all over the place. And that was the ultimate.
Yeah, New York.
Woo!
New York, right?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Now, would it have been made better if a knight carried you in his arms while he jousted?
Yeah.
If a knight picked me up when I was on the street covered in my own puke, I would have liked that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And then he jousts, and you think you're about to hit the other knight, and you close your eyes. But when you wake up, you just run into a random cake.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe instead of random cakes, maybe we dress up as knights riding around rescuing people.
That's
random
business.
Random knights. All right. Give it up for Ben, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can throw the mic up on that. Yeah. Perfect. Whoa, magic. Swoop. Swoop that cord. All right. Okay. I have. That was funny. I have an idea for us.
Okay.
It's a sketch that we can write and then record. And it's called. It's about two janitors. And it's called Two Will Huntings. And it's two janitors who are both super smart, but they both get in each other's way and like correct how the other one is cleaning. Like you don't want to use a sponge out that, you want to use a scrubber, you know? And it's like it's constantly that. And it's like it's about cleaning, but then it's also about like super math.
Wow.
Like
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you know this about me.
I do.
And I'm going to be 100. I'm being 100% sincere right now.
Yes.
Fact checker Anya, what's my favorite movie in the world?
It's Good Will Hunting. I knew that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time.
Not all. Not too much.
Two Will Huntings.
Two Will Huntings. Yes.
Okay, now I'm loath to bring this up because I think it's a little embarrassing, but I will.
All right.
This is very sincere, if anybody can relate to this.
Deep reveals.
I am, for most of my life, I've been very, very into personality tests and personality types.
Okay.
I'm super into it. I find it helpful.
You just like taking quizzes.
I do. Yeah. I like them a lot. I take a lot of them. And I watched a guy that I just found on the internet who likes to talk about personality, and he talks about it like a villain. He's like, this personality type. Why don't you just get up and just fucking do it? And he's like very passionate and mean about
it.
But he's very accurate and insightful. But he's almost evil and lizard-like.
Wow.
Anyway, he said about my personality type. He said, I was watching this in the middle of the night, mind you.
Yeah.
He said, you guys, you want to know about your personality type? Here's a movie for you. Good Will Hunting.
Oh.
And I was like, well, shit. That's the end of the story. That's the whole story.
Wait a minute. He told everybody in his viewership that they should watch Good Will Hunting, or he was talking about your personality?
For my personality type.
Oh.
That's the movie that expresses mine the most.
Which character do you identify with? The Robin Williams character, your favorite actor?
This is my favorite actor, yeah. It's always been, it's mostly the Damon character, but it's always been, I've never understood why it's my favorite movie. Like other movies that I love, I could tell you why I love them.
Yeah.
I don't know what I like about Good Will Hunting.
Mm.
I've just always loved it.
I will say this, and I think you know this about me. I've said it before, I've never seen that movie. Yeah, I've never
Shizzle
seen
spit
it.
Spit up.
Ricardo never saw it. Shizzle spit up. Zarif is still playing the dog in the corner. Everyone's fine. Yeah.
This is a good night.
Yeah. What? Anything else on your mind?
lately? I think, I mean, I got, if we have time before our next guest, I got one more thing.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I want to offer a gift. Tonight, is there anybody in the crowd, I should be facing this way, is there anybody in the crowd who can admit that they often have trouble saying no when they want to say no? Raise your hand.
Yeah. All right. Interesting, yeah.
Okay.
I'll raise my hand too. Okay.
I'm going to give you a gift tonight.
Wow. Okay? Holy shit.
I'm going to give you a gift tonight.
This is exciting because when I posted about this on social media, I said you will leave tonight a different person than when you arrived, and I think it's about to happen.
Wow. Okay.
All right. What's the gift?
This is for you. Okay. I was watching some interviews this weekend. Anya and I were watching this interviewer. He was an okay interviewer, but he was very kind of desperate the way he was seeking answers.
Mm-hmm.
And Anya and I were talking about it, and it was just like a little disgusting, but they were good interviews either way. He had good subjects. Anyway, I was trying to think of something redeeming about this guy. This guy's Shannon Sharp. He's on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
You might know him.
I know him, yeah. Huge, so I was like, huge guy.
What,
huge.
Yeah, big yeah. dude, former athlete.
Yeah.
If you don't know him, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But I was like, what? I do kind of like this guy. What's something redeeming about this guy? And I thought of it.
Mm.
One of the things I love about this guy is there's a GIF or a GIF of this guy that I really love.
Uh-huh.
And it's a GIF. You might recognize it. And in the GIF, Shannon Sharp is in it, and he's doing this.
Shaking his head no.
Yeah, but you gotta pucker your lips up all the way up to your nose.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So somebody who raised their hand earlier, I want you guys to raise your hand one more time. Okay.
Who has trouble saying no.
Yeah.
Great.
Now, this is a directive, so I'm not asking you to do anything. This is a directive. If you don't want to volunteer for this demonstration, put your hand down. Put your hands up again.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't want to volunteer for this demonstration, put your hand down.
Okay.
If you don't want to.
All right.
Fantastic. All right.
You just said no. Right? Okay. But yes. All right. Who we have? Reef?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
Tyson.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So you stand up.
All right.
Tyson. What I want you to do is...
Reef can do it too, but seated.
Think of something, the last thing somebody asked you to do that you really didn't want to do.
Okay.
That's it? That's the thing? Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you that. I'm going to ask you both. Are you trying to come out on Friday? And what you both are going to do is pucker your lips.
Is that Shannon Sharp? No.
And you're going to... Don't do it yet.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to be very convincing and very domineering. Make it hard for you to say no. And as soon as I say it, you give me full Shannon Sharp. Hey, let's go out on Friday.
Wow, that worked.
Give it up for these guys.
Yeah.
Take that with you.
Not very many other people got to see that from my perspective because I saw it and I felt like even though I wasn't the person who asked them, after I saw that no, I was like, don't ask them again.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to go. Yeah.
Good. That's good.
All right.
If anybody wants to do that again at the end of the show, we'll have time to do it again.
Yeah. If anyone wants to do that after the show, we'll ask you to invest in randomcakes.com.
And then you can do it.
And then you can do that.
Yes.
All right. What about what? Reef's Edibles? Let's talk to Reef's after the show as well.
Yeah.
Should I talk about anything else, or should we do our next guest?
Let's bring our next guest up here.
Let's do it. Give it up for five-timer. He's been a guest on this show five times. That's an inside joke. No, this is his first time here as a performer. Roey Rosen, everybody. You use that mic.
Let's fucking go. I have indeed been here five times before, but it's because they gave me free edibles. I came crawling back, and I got so high that I became a huge fan of the Stoner Morning Show. I can't walk around the way that I normally do on stage. There's obstacles this time. I didn't realize this is like a talent show, kind of American Ninja Warrior. I'm fucking jumping chair to chair. All right. How are you guys feeling? Good? We stoned? Who's stoned? Show of hands. Now put your hands down. Now raise them up. Down. You guys are fucking easy. I'm killing right now. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's okay. Good.
It's okay. Don't worry, Ralph. Thank you for having me here. Thank you. All right, so I guess I should talk about myself, I guess. Hi, my name's Roey. Hi. Hi. Don't ask me questions. You're going to distract me. Okay. Something you guys should know about me. So I'm like a rare kind of Jew. I'm like maybe the rarest Jew, right? Because my mom's side of the family, right? They're all Israeli government elites, right? And my dad's side of the family is, get this, Jewish Elvis impersonators. Okay. I cannot tell which one is worse. You know, I can't. Like, on my mom's side of the family, right, they might actually be pedophiles, but my dad's side of the family actively dresses like a pedophile. Actively. Does anyone know which one is worse? This is a Stoner Morning Show. Give me an answer. Nobody knows. Okay. It's going to haunt me. That's a pretty good answer. I like that one. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, my fucking mom, like, she calls her family the Jewish Kennedys. Yeah? And I'm like, Mom, if you spent at least half the time that I spent on YouTube, you would know that the real Kennedys are the Jewish Kennedys. You know? And then my dad, oh, don't even get me started. Do you guys just want to hear my impression of Jewish Elvis? All right, here we go. It's one for the money, two for the money, three for the money, now go get going. That was cute, right? You guys, I came up here, nobody expected me to be as cute as I am. This is adorable. It's cool being in Bushwick, New York, Bushwick. Are we all from Bushwick? Anyone from Manhattan? One. I'm sorry. I pay less in rent. Yeah, it's cool. I didn't really ask to be here, though. I got kicked out of my parents' house, and they did it in a really weird way, too. Is there reverb? Am I? Okay, I'm good. So I'm a professional, guys. I'm very sensitive about these things. No, so they kicked me out in a real weird way. They were sitting at the kitchen table. They were like, Roey, sit down. We need to talk. And they slide a contract across the table. And the contract, it was like, you need to stop smoking weed or you need to go. And I'm gone. I'm fucking out of there, dude. Holy shit. I don't know. It's weird. I don't really know how to feel. You know, I'm confused. You know, I love them. They hurt me. I don't know. Right? But if there's one thing that I learned from this whole experience, it's that behind every great artist is a Jew with a contract. It's true. Everyone. If you guys are smart, you'll know that was a Jew joke and a joke for Black History Month at the same time, dude. I'm getting so good at this comedy shit. Are you kidding? The double whammy. Yeah. All right, one more Jew joke. I think I have enough time for one more Jew joke. Yeah. So, I feel like racist sex, like race play would be awesome. No one? Okay. Just me? Not where I'm being racist to the girl, but, you know, where she's being anti-Semitic to me, you know? Like, fucking imagine me. Fuck, that was good, dude. Oh, shit. No, so one where, like, you know, I'm fucking in there, right? I'm in that shit. Imagine me. Fucking, I'm in, right? And she's like, yeah, hammer me, Judah Maccabee. I'm like, ah. She's like, yeah, I want you to nail me like I'm Jesus. I'm like, ah. Oh, my God, dude. Ah. She's like, yeah, I want you to fucking take your fat credit score. I want you to buy me all the property in Brooklyn. Ah. Then I evicted my residence all over her face. That's what happened. That's what happened. I don't know. I don't know if you guys relate to that, but if a girl said that to me, I would make her come for 8 days. It would be a miracle what I would do. And that's also the only joke I've written about evicting white residents in Brooklyn. Thank you. I'm a genius. Wow. So can I smoke weed now? Is this... Let's fuck go.
I can't. I'm not the one. Oh, yeah, keep that. I'm not the one who says we're allowed to smoke. I don't know that, what that answer is. You know what I mean?
Give it up for Rowie.
Give it up for Rowie, everybody.
He's not done yet. He's going to talk to us.
Yeah. Rowie, he's from an entertainment family, from a showbiz family.
Oh, the best kind of show business.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm from the third in a line, if
cool.
I can. Yeah.
Do they perform in Israel?
So
or everywhere.
So in Israel, yeah. Right? My dad came to New York. No, to Memphis one time. It was like a huge deal for his. Like his dad, like cried.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
My family has like a family portrait. Like in my. Well, my grandparents are dead now, so I don't know where it is. But somewhere in the world,
yeah.
There's a picture of my father and his whole family. All of them are wearing Elvis jumpsuits. It is unbelievable.
Cool. That's fun.
That is incredible.
But yeah. you ask where they perform, you ask where they perform, right? So there's no like fucking hard rock Tel Aviv, you know?
Okay.
So there's one gas station. There's a gas station outside of Jerusalem.
Wow.
Right? And this gas station is an Elvis museum.
Whoa.
And I went.
We gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like I went there. I went there one time with my uncle. And they, like, when they found my family name, they were like, oh, you're a Rosen?
Yeah.
They treated me like a fucking king.
Wow.
The free gas. Rock and roll.
Free gas?
Bingo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there?
Leah's from Israel.
Yeah, that's right. So it's true.
It's true. Do you know the last name Rosen? No, you know the gas station.
Yo, fucking tell him about Yossi. Tell him about my boy Yossi.
Here's something. I just want to brag really quickly, or I just want to let everybody know.
Yeah.
Stoner Morning Show only has a few taglines, but one of our taglines is Stoner Morning Show, friend to the Jews.
I've heard that before. Yep. Yeah.
I'm no friend to them.
All right. Fact checker Anya had her hand up.
Okay. Is Rosen?
My grandfather fucking performed at this gas station. You fucking respect him. He's dead.
Respect him. One for the money. Two for the money.
I think that's the answer. I had a random thought today.
I'd love to hear it.
And it relates to comedy.
Yeah.
Maybe Anya will enjoy this too. I realized today that jokes are unique roasts. Of like anything. Like if you write a joke about flamingos, it's like a unique roast.
That sounds. I love that idea. I agree with that idea.
Yeah.
It also makes it feel a little bit artisanal, like coffee.
Well, yeah, I think that's right. Yes. But the fact that it's unique.
The roast is artisanal?
Well, just like a unique roast, it feels like I'm at a nice coffee shop. Yeah.
The reason that it's important that it's unique is because if it's not unique, you stole it. And it's important that it's a roast, that it's like everybody involved has to know you don't really mean it.
I had a really unique roast.
And then that's why people get offended, because it's like when people hear things that are said to them that are sometimes not a joke, and then they hear it said as a joke. It's like, yeah, I've heard that joke before. It's not unique.
Oh. Well, yeah, because when you do a joke, sometimes you tread on new territory.
Sure.
You're like, I just thought of something so stupid that nobody else has thought about this stupid thing.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't mean to steamroll your interview.
Please,
but I have another
steamroll.
Thought.
I would love that in front of all these people.
I think I time traveled on the way here today. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. On my commute, I missed a connecting train and then accidentally got on the connecting train going in the wrong way. And in the midst of doing that, I looked up how long it was going to take me to get here. And so it was later, right? I readjusted. I got back onto the train going in the other direction. I ended up getting here earlier than the time I was supposed to get here had I not made any mistakes. So I think that the formula for time travel is that you have to accidentally do it. Yeah, you have to make a mistake. You have to make a mistake, but you have to be traveling somewhere. I wasn't in a rush. but you have to know what time you want to get there. But you're casually going there, and then you make a mistake, and then you adjust, but you're not worried about getting there late because you know you still have enough time to get there. And if we're able to give all of these variables like measurements or like, that's part of what how it you have to accidentally do it though.
Random zakes.
Random zakes.
I have a different formula for time travel.
Okay. Drop it.
So you need to do a fuck ton of kratom, okay? Like as much kratom as you can.
All right.
Like to the extent where you're literally shaking. And
sure.
You're like, ugh.
Okay.
Right? And then you fucking do two tabs of acid.
Okay.
And I you will transcend time.
On accident?
If on accident, I genuinely think that you would quantum leap if it was on accident.
I think doing it on accident is part of the equation. I'm not a physicist. There is one in the room.
I don't know, Sean. I feel like intent is actually very powerful.
Whoa! Mic drop. Shit. There's so many mic drops in this show. Yeah.
I want to make a quick observation to shift gears. Not that we need to, but okay. I do want to say this. You know how I know, Roey, that you're a great comic?
Mm.
You had these people out here going. You had these people out here laughing, yucking it up.
Yeah.
But I looked over at everybody was laughing, enjoying themselves, but then I looked over at Zarif, and Zarif was like this.
Zarif is very contemplative, yeah.
And Zarif is over there. He was like, he's a Jew, but he's a Jew who knows. Who knows the truth.
Yes.
Right.
It was beautiful. When I looked over at Zarif and I was like, this man is great.
Yeah.
See, Zarif is the best. My relationship with Zarif is that Zarif has no idea who I am. And every time I see Zarif, I go, you're so fucking good. I fucking love you so much. You guys fucking need to. This man has magic fingers.
Wow.
Not sexually, but probably also sexually if
probably
there's anyone.
Also sexually.
That's a great compliment. That's good.
At Space Royce.
Holy shit. This has been the best show that we've ever done.
Ever.
Yeah.
No way. You guys have some hot shows.
Maybe. Yeah.
You have some hot shows.
Well, I'm saying that today, in the moment, it's the best show we've done.
I believe you, and I love it.
Yeah.
What? I love you guys so much.
Touchdown
so much.
From Ricardo in the back. Any questions for Roey or statements for anyone else in the room?
Please.
What's your Instagram?
Roey, R-O-E-Y, Rosen, R-O-Z-E-N.
Yeah.
Huh? No, that's a probably like
different,
third cousin.
Different bread, different kind of bread. Yes.
Ooh. Are you guys, what do you guys do? Are you comics, artists? Yeah.
March 4th.
Where at in Queens?
What day?
Follow me on Instagram. I'll follow you fucking on Instagram.
What day is the 4th? Thursday.
Support fucking artists.
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. We have shows Friday and Saturday.
What's the Instagram?
We're going on a road trip this whole
year. Yeah.
It's not local?
We're going to Jersey tomorrow.
Oh, where at in Jersey? I'm from Jersey. Where are you at? Where? I've been in the DMV.
All right, I'll try.
How is growing up in Jersey, how has that influenced you and your comedy?
It's a good question.
If I could explain the place where I'm from,
yeah.
Like, I mean, so it's like 20% Jews and 30% Koreans.
Mm.
And at the golf course that I used to work at a golf course, so all like the rich top dogs would come out.
Uh-huh.
They would have a Korean Jewish invitational. It was beautiful.
Cool.
It was fucking. It was a fucking Jewish hedge fund owners and Korean hedge fund owners. Coming to fucking step on my back and not tip my ass.
Right.
It was great.
Let me ask you, what did you think about that Sopranos commercial during the Super Bowl?
You know, I fucking don't know anything about Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
That's how fucking Jersey I am.
Wow. Yeah.
Deep Jersey.
Deep fucking Jersey. Yeah.
Wow. Pine Barrens. All right. What else do we have? Yeah.
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 It's nice to be called a gentleman.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Black Max, are those new glasses, new frames? Malcolm X. Oh, I. Oh, all right. My bad. Can any of us do a British accent? Barely.
Well, British accent. Yeah, Yom Kippur. I don't know.
I can't do one. I can. If somebody says,
"Hey, my fucking boys are from Scotland," hey, fucking.
That's good.
No, been there, done that. You know, fucking out in the fucking grass. You know, fucking drinking with the boys.
That's good. Say chromosome. That's good. It's close. It's the right hemisphere. Yeah.
Right. You guys know fucking in Liverpool?
Hebrew? Do you know Hebrew?
Oh, I know some Hebrew.
Yeah.
I hate doing it because when I'm Jewish in front of people, they hate it.
No.
Can I teach you something really fucking crazy about Hebrew right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so fucking in Hebrew, every word, right, has a meaning, but then every letter of every word also has, like, the meaning of a word. So, like, every word has, like, every single word in Hebrew has, like, four layers of meanings. It's, like, fucking crazy, dude.
Sounds like Sudoku.
Yeah.
Sounds like Sudoku, yeah.
It's like it has the what the word means, and it has like the God meaning, and then it has like the context.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
And numerical values?
Get high and read about Hebrew.
Jeez. How do you say praise?
Prayers?
Praise.
Praise? That's a great question. Oh, yeah, I have another Israeli. Yeah.
Praise.
Tvila.
Tvila.
Like when you're giving compliments, but just generally
celebrating. Celebrating.
How do you say
Tvila?
How do you say world star in Hebrew?
How do you say world star?
No, they just say that they love it in Israel. They love world star in Israel.
All right,
it's true. Hador. Shut up, Hadork.
Anya has her phone. Oh, good. Leah's gonna pronounce it for us. Sheva.
Yo, by the way, shouts out to Adiel K, the coolest rabbi. The rabbi, Adiel looks like a ketamine rabbi.
Well, he's. I would say he's the coolest rabbi of whatever state he's a rabbi in. I wouldn't say he's blanket coolest.
No.
Is that fine? Is that fair?
Blanket coolest.
All right. Are there any youth rabbi in? Because sometimes there's youth pastors. Are there a youth rabbi? Because Adiel seems like a youth rabbi, right?
Yeah, I was in the when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Or no, when I was 12, I was in the bar mitzvah club. I just went to a rabbi's house and just like with a bunch of young boys hung out at this rabbi's house like all day, fucking just with the boys, you know?
Yeah.
It was fucking
Jewish
man.
Jewish man.
Yeah. I didn't get molested by that guy.
Cool.
Not him, but so he was actually good. He was a good guy.
Awesome.
I was lucky.
Good guy.
How do people? First of all, Roy, I want to say you're a bright light of youth and wonder and enthusiasm.
Definitely cute.
Oh my God, you guys are fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
you guys
adorable.
Are. I'm such a big fan of the show. I'm so fucking. I would flip when you guys hit me up.
Follow Roey, Rosen.
Follow
me.
And
then,
I'm the
Messiah. And then you'll find these guys through Roey.
Okay, last thing.
Everyone get down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Why did you?
I have to say about Alec Baldwin that my friend saw him in public recently and said that he was smiling, which means that he has now tasted death and seen the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that he's a much more dangerous man. So if you see Alec Baldwin, please maintain safety.
Say your Instagram again.
Yeah, Roey Rosen.
Roey Rosen.
Thank you for following me.
We love you, Roey. Give it up for Roey, everybody.
Roey, everybody.
Thank you.
Good job.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
I think we might be close to the end. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts or statements or anything? Yes, question. Yeah, we'll talk. Oh, yeah. We'll talk afterwards.
About all that.
No, just
all business.
Be the community.
Yeah. I think we might have room next week. I don't know. I think.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll talk afterwards. Yeah, definitely. I have some things that I want to tease for next week. Oh, that's all right. Next week, if you're here, I'm going to drop some ideas on how to save improv comedy.
Wow.
I have some pretty specific improv comedy. We met doing improv. And like I have some
met Anya from improv.
Yeah, and we were here earlier.
We were here earlier
doing improv. Xavier we know through improv. Give it up for Xavier, who looks like a spy today with a turtleneck, doesn't he? Jimmy who? Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Butler.
We're quickly coming to a close. The show's devolving. Does anybody have anything they needed to get out before we end it?
Anything to get out? Thank you.
All right.
Show.
Thank
Chisel?
You.
All right,
this is how we got to end.
We're going to end with some truth from Shizzle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What's True with
Shizzle.
What's
True with Shizzle.
Go ahead, Shizzle.
Yeah.
I'm here today. I just lost a friend 5 days ago. Please don't laugh. It might sound funny.
Yeah.
I lost a friend 5 days ago, but I just found out today, right? And so I seen Ralph today. In the midst of everything finding it out.
Hours ago, before we came to the showroom.
And then he kind of saw me like dancing and shit, and I was just like trying to stay upbeat with everything that had happened. Mental health is important, I tell you all.
Shizzle, I want to say, Shizzle was wearing a mask and I did not recognize who it was.
Got it.
And it was just a man dancing from across the train platform at me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finish your thought, Chisel. Finish it.
Yes.
Finish your thought.
Yeah, right. So mental health is important. And I'm going to just share that because it's a fact that we might not know, you know, because if you don't take care of your mental health, you might spiral. I'm a stoner. I smoke, right? And sometimes it's not a gateway drug, right? But sometimes it leads to whatever you're going through. Leads to doing some things that can harm you in the long run. So that's a fact.
What's true with Shizzle, everybody?
That's true. Take care of your mental health and each other's and encourage. Yeah.
Dance on the train
growth.
Platform
encourage
if you
growth.
Need to.
All right. After this show, we're going to go to All Night Skate, which is around the corner. It's a bar, it's not a skate.
Not a
skating
room.
It's a fun place to hang out. There's information that Anya has for the address.
Take one of our cards as you leave. Scan it. You can find
give us a follow. Follow Zarif. Yes. Zarif, it was great that you came in when you did. And thanks for playing us out. Anya, do you have... Anya's holding up cards. All right, thanks for being here, everybody, and good work.
We love you.
Yeah.
Meet us at All Night Skate.
Yes.
You really ended with a mic drop.